The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Target 24/7, a UNC basketball podcast. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Want to welcome in Mr. Noah Weisskopf, beat writer for the Tar Heel 24/7 website. Before we start anything, first year beat writer for the Tar Heels, you've seen everything. How has it been?
It's been really cool. I've never covered basketball at this type of level. And so doing that has been a blast. I love the atmospheres, especially down the stretch. You can't beat the Duke Carolina game. And I thought, you know, going into it, I had expectations, but didn't really know what to expect, if that makes sense. And then once you go through it, you realize sort of the history of it, how special it really is to be a part of it. But no, I thought the atmospheres were great. The fans everywhere. Really, the Carolina was, because that's the type of brand name that Carolina is, right? You get everyone's best shot. So I thought that was a blast to sort of be a part of an experience for a full season. And I'm even more excited to experience a March Madness tournament.
Yeah. Being in Cameron, that's a different level. Were you sitting with the fans like hovering over you? Where are you sitting at? Yeah.
Once in a lifetime. Was crazy.
Did they know you were like the UNC guy, or they messing with you, or you kind of were like shroud, like you kind of like had incognito? Were you?
Yeah, nobody really messing with us. Somebody asked when we were walking courtside before the game, one of the students was like, are you guys like UNC fans? And I was just kind of like, no, we kept walking. And they didn't know. I don't know if any of them looked at our computers. They would have seen the little Tar Heel 24/7 up at the top left and known that we cover Carolina. But no, nobody messed with us. And luckily, the people behind us were relatively tame as can be for a Cameron crazy.
Technically speaking, you aren't a fan, right?
Right.
And then also Duke was, you know, wire to wire, so it was probably a little less hostile than it usually is. So,
yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Let's get to the tournament. UNC is its number 6 seed in the NCAA tournament, fourth time in program history that they enter as a number 6 seed, first since 2013-2014. Previous three times as a 1-6 seed, they've made one Sweet 16, been bounced in the second round twice. You're in Greenville. You're with the team. What are the vibes? We want to know what the vibes are.
Yeah, we just wrote something on the vibes and sort of what the last, you know, couple of days have been like in practice since the Clemson game. Look, the reality is that the Clemson game, and for the second half of the Duke game, for most of the Clemson game, the energy just hasn't been there. The effort hasn't been there for a lot of the guys on the floor. And it's honestly something that we've had to talk with players and coaches about for the entire season, right? It's been on and off. They've gotten much better in some spots, and then they revert back to it. Where right now we are in a spot where they are struggling to bring the competitive fight from minute one until minute 40. And so that, I think, is the number one thing that rings some alarm bells for me going into March Madness, because obviously anything can happen. And a team like VCU is more than capable of winning and beating Carolina if Carolina is not going to bring the juice from day one or from minute one of the game. So I think that's the number one thing that sort of stands out. The vibe, We talked to Hubert Davis on Tuesday, and he said that that practices have been really competitive, and he said even that practices have been a little chippy, and I'm sure you can attest to this. When practices get like that, I imagine it's really good for the intensity, for the effort, and all that bodes well going into March Madness, into the tournament on Thursday. So based on what he said, practices have been a little bit more spirited. They've been chippy. They've had some really good days. I know that they were practicing Tuesday before they leave for Greenville and bus on over there. But they have to be able to bring the effort and competitive edge, because if they don't, they're not going to win a game. Then VCU will go and they'll have that edge, I'm sure. They'll want to prove something. Those mid-major teams always want to prove something in the tournament and always want to upset in that 6-11, 5-12 type of game. So they'll come ready to play. The question is if Carolina will.
Yeah, Jadrian Tracy, we call him Bam. He's from the Tampa area. I literally watched him grow up. He plays for VCU, and yeah, they're confident. They're you know, hope somebody from the inside the team listens to this. They're confident. They think they can go in there and win, and they are not afraid. So there needs to be some sort of edge. You know, it's so different when I hear about this practices. You're saying spirited and competitive. Man, and then when I hear also like, you know, low energy and like, see, one thing that Coach Williams used to always say, we are preparing for March. We are preparing for April, right? We're preparing for April. That was what he would say. And so I hardly remember practicing. Now, yes, we practice, right? But there wasn't much 5-on-5 or there wasn't much head to head. We would have something called run and shoot where you come in, we do our drill, our little fast break drill, the bigs and guards split up. We go through some stuff, but his worst fear was like, you know, we get the number one overall seed in 2012, I believe, and Harrison gets hurt in the practice, or me or Z or Kendall or Reggie or Dexter or Les or, you know, a piece. And the season's null and void, right? And that happened during the ACC tournament. So maybe we should have, like, not – maybe it was like, I don't know, we got jinxed ourselves because he was so worried about it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because it is the dog days of the season. And, you know, I wonder – you know, I've been through it. College is tough. Practices all the time and just school and things like that. And one thing about Carolina, I mean, I don't know about other schools, and I haven't been there, but I know we go to class. Like, when I say we go to class, like, a lot of kids got online classes. They wake up, they do their class online, they can lay down, they can chill. It's like a professional environment. I know Carolina, when I was trying to go back to finish my degree, they're like, look, we are a classroom school. Like, you better get in fast or it's going to be hard for you to finish without coming. So, do you think that, like, have you been to the practices for one? Like, have you watched practices?
No, we haven't watched any practices. We will have that opportunity on Wednesday, the day before. Okay. There's an open practice. So we'll be there. So I'll make sure to report back on what we see. But no, have not been to any of these practices. That's why we have to go on what Hubert says.
Yeah. It's funny because I watched I went to see all the Final Four teams practice. And Houston's was long and tedious. And you know, obviously they got to the championship, but you know, there's different strokes for different folks. Yeah, I would be curious if you sit in a practice and just see what they do. But yeah, we never really practiced like towards the end of the season. Now, mind you, we weren't a sixth seed. We were number one team in the country. So, but I think that reverberated through all Coach Williams. He wanted you to make sure that you had the legs and you had the mentality, right? Like coming in there. And then one thing about Coach Williams that, you know, I don't know if people know, he was a great motivator. Great motivator. He would say, hey, look, you eat at the best restaurants. We stay at the best hotels. You know, we treat our players at the highest of level. We eat the best food. We have the best everything. Like, you know, I just want you to play hard, right? And so, like, that was our motto. So it's interesting to hear. You never hear, and Noah, maybe you can answer this. You don't usually hear, like, hey, look, they're not playing hard or we're not playing. You don't hear that from Carolina team. So what do you think it is?
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know, and this is the thing is like after Clemson, I asked a lot of these players because this is, like I said earlier, this has been a topic that has come up at times during the season, and mostly during the regular season, they would not come out with a lot of effort. They come out in the second half with much better effort. They'd end up winning the game. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the big part of that story against a team that maybe you should win by 20 or 30, if you only win by 10, a big part of that story is, hey, why didn't you come out of the gates with effort? Now, it's harder to ask players that after a win because it's like, hey, I mean, we won. Like, leave us alone. But now you're starting to see that more and more because now it's coming back to bite them. And this is an issue, and Hubert Davis admitted this today, that some of these things that we've seen sort of resurface against Duke and Clemson were issues earlier in the season, and they're the same things that they've had to talk about all year. So that is, I think, really the one thing that's the most alarming in terms of going into March and what you're looking at for this Carolina team. And, you know, Hubert said on Tuesday also, he said, we shouldn't have to like rev you up by saying this is the March Madness tournament, the NCAA tournament. You should be revved up because you have an opportunity to put on a Carolina jersey and play games. You should be revved up like that in November. And that's true. But the reality is for a lot of these guys that obviously that message has not sunk in or else they would have been. So I think that's one of the things that maybe there's just a disconnect in that where Hubert thinks that, hey, you guys need to be revved up, but they might not be. So I don't know. I don't have the answer, obviously, or else maybe I'd be on the coaching staff. But I don't know how you sort of connect that and make sure these guys have the energy and effort from minute one. And I ask, you know, I told, for example, Jonathan Powell after that game against Clemson, I was in the locker room and I said, look, Jonathan, I feel bad. We've asked you guys these same questions, but there's still things that you guys are working through. So how can you bring the effort from minute one and sustain it through minute 40? And the reality is all the players we talked to, none of them had an answer and none of them really knew. And that's obviously evident because if they did, then they'd be bringing effort for longer stretches during games. But it's definitely something to watch moving forward.
Yeah, I had to kind of like zoom out a little bit. And, I mean, I was playing for my draft life as well. So it's a little different. Like, you know, I didn't have money. I didn't have, you know, 7-figure NIL deals. So I'll give them a little grace. It's a little, probably a little easier to lose respectfully when you get a little money. We was life or death out there. We had, you know what I'm saying? So it's different ball game, different motive. It's like a professional team. I'm kind of just looking at UNC's KenPom right here and, you know, decent, but, you know, just, yeah, this is a team that I think shows a lot better on the court than it says in the analytics. So let's move on to VCU preview. They're 1-2 against Power Conference opponents this season, lost to NC State, lost to Vanderbilt. They did beat Virginia Tech, one of the best offenses in the country, but don't excel really anywhere except getting to the free throw line where they rank an 18th and free throw attempts, which is interesting because we foul a lot. So that could be tricky. I don't know. Well, I guess it says we allow the ninth fewest free throws in the nation this season. So maybe not. I mean, KenPom says we foul a lot. My document says we don't foul a lot. So I don't know, man. I have to look that up. But talk to me about VCU, man. What's up?
Yeah, well, I think defensively is first is where it starts, looking at Carolina's offense, and that's the first place that Hubert went on Tuesday when looking at VCU as well. They're very quick defensively. They switch. They can really switch 1 through 5, and so that's what they're going to do, and they're going to take advantage. If Carolina's going to come out and be sloppy with the ball and turn it over 14 times or something crazy like it did against Duke, then they're going to be in trouble, right? They have to be smart with the ball. Hubert says it all the time. Simple passes, right? Make the simple play. You don't have to hit the home run every time. Make the hit a single every time, and those things will lead to good results. I think, you know, for VCU offensively, they like to shoot layups and they like to shoot threes, right? It almost kind of reminds you of some of the other high-powered offenses in the power programs. Mm-hmm. You look at, like, when you think layups and threes, what you think of Alabama and some of those teams. But they like to shoot the long ball. And so you're right. I think defending without fouling is going to be another really, really big, important part of this game, because if they can defend without fouling, I think they make life pretty tough on VCU. And I think that this could be a game. Henry Vassar is coming off a game where he had a career high points and rebounds at 28-17 in a loss against Clemson. Also had a career high 6 turnovers. But I think this could be a game for Henry where he can really impose his will. They need to hit him early. They need to find him in the post early, get him. You don't want him posting up from near the three-point line. You want to get him down on the block and get him the ball quickly, because I think that if he can get going early, his size and his height will really give VCU some problems defensively, because I don't think they have anyone that can match up against Henry for a full 40 minutes. They might have to start sending doubles, things like that. And then at that point, when they're sending doubles, you got to hit the three ball. You got to make threes. You got to cash in on wide open looks. You can't just afford to keep missing really good looks. So they have to take good shots. They have to be smart. But I think the number one key is getting Henry involved early and often, which at times this year, he struggled in some first halves, right? There's been times where he's had 0 points against Duke the first time, I think it was. He had 0 points against Duke. In the second half, he came out and totally dominated. They got to make sure they find him early and often, run plays and sets for him too.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yeah. Going back on the free throw topic, actually UNC is one of the best teams in the country at foul rate. So they don't foul a lot, which is interesting caveat in this matchup, right? VCU likes to get to the line a lot. UNC doesn't foul. That bodes well. My opinion of this game, we've said it before, I'll say it all the time. I say it when I'm at HQ. I say it when I'm in the big studio. I say it on here. This team is fully capable without Caleb Wilson. This is a good team. This is a good team. We lost to Clemson, right, Duke. But this team, if you put this team on the court, I think this is a tournament team without Caleb Wilson. Our ceiling increases tremendously with Wilson on the team, but this is a good team. I personally think – you know, people keep, you know, hitting me up. Hey, look, I got VCU and this is a popular upset pick. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that, you know, I'm going to also do betting stuff for CBS. I think you're getting good value on the heels. I think you're getting a great line. I think Carolina is better than this team and will show it. Now, VCU could definitely play with us. I'm not trying to disrespect them, but I like this matchup. From a standpoint of what we do well, what they don't do well. They got one big guy, so we do need to attack the interior. And they've got smaller scoring guards, right? Like, the guards don't scare me as much. I think we need to impose our will. We'll get to the second game, which will be the tricky one, right? Because then you got the big boys from Champaign coming up.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the synopsis of everyone saying, hey, look, upset pick. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think Hubert and this coaching staff has to use that. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you can attest, like, when you get bulletin board material like that, you've got to use it, especially for a team that's coming off two losses and two tough losses at that. I think when you mentioned Caleb, I think the two biggest things that they miss without Caleb, and you're 1,000% right, this roster, I bet a lot of other power programs without Caleb would trade this current roster that Carolina has for their own. I think they're still a lot better than a lot of power programs, even without a player like Caleb Wilson, who now will have his jersey up there in the rafters after earning the second team All-America for the Associated Press earlier on Tuesday. But I think the two things that you missed about K-Love, number one is the energy. I think that has been evident. That's one of the biggest things they've been missing, is because when K-Love can go on some of these personal runs, or even if he has a fast break dunk, like those things, the fast break dunk gives you 2 points, but it means so much more to those guys. And you saw it when K-Love was playing, the way that he dunked the ball, all those little things, the way he can energize them on the floor. I think that is one of the biggest things that they've been missing, maybe leading to some of those effort issues down the stretch. The other thing that I think will be key is how Carolina responds to adversity during the game. If VCU goes on an 8-0 run in a matter of a minute, how does Carolina respond? Because when you had Caleb Wilson, you get him the ball in the post and say, hey, Caleb, go get me a bucket, stop the run. And he was able to do that. He could rise up in the post over a defender. He could drive to the hole, get fouled. Carolina doesn't really have that number one guy that they can just throw the ball to and say, hey, go get me a bucket, right? It's harder for Henry to do that in the post. He struggled a bit at times in that instance. But I think the biggest thing that you're missing, and when the other team is on a run, we've seen this against Clemson and against Duke, where they never could even stop the second half Duke run, is they struggle in the half court, especially against Clemson, to just get a bucket. And so when teams are going on a run and you don't have the guy like Caleb to just give it to him, bail you out, I think that's where they get in trouble. So they have to just be efficient in the half court. I know they tried to stay away from Clemson's half court defense, but they've got to be able to have sets that work. And then in turn, you want to get out and transition as much as you can. Rebound the ball, pitch it ahead, and get out in transition, get easy points.
So my last thing before I get off my high horse, we're better in adjusted offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency, effective field goal percentage, defensive turnover. I mean, you go down this list, Carolina is rated higher in the majority of categories. The only thing that could change the game, which I think needs to be talked about, is turnovers. We do not turn teams over. VCU does turn teams over at a 17% clip, which is top, you know, more better than average. We'll say better than average. And I mean, our 2-point distance is the farthest. I think the only thing that could change this game are turnovers. If we take care of the ball, I'm just looking at the numbers on paper. We're the number six team in the country in average height. Like, I see nothing that signals we could lose. I think the goal, we take care of the ball, we win the game. And if we take care of the ball, I don't think it's particularly close. And so that's my last kind of spiel on that. The people that are taking VCU, me and my boys like to call that a donation, because I do not think that VCU is going to beat UNC. I think right now, you know, the country's kind of down on them from the last couple of losses, but I like Carolina.
The number one thing that I think will be the determining factor of the outcome of this game is not on KenPom. It's not on any statistical website. It's the energy and the effort. You can't track that. If they don't come out with energy and effort and they play slow and they get, and VCU brings the fight to them and they just kind of sit there and have to respond to it, then I think they get in some serious trouble. If Carolina comes out with effort and energy and they're sort of ignited just by the fact that they're now playing in a one and done situation, if they lose, this team is never going to be together again. And that's something Hubert talked about on Tuesday too. But the one determining factor that'll make the difference in this game is if Carolina can come out with energy. If they do, I think they are able to win and they are able to advance and probably play Illinois in the second round.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's going to be a barn burner. I mean, look, we know Illinois is good, but they're not formidable. We have the size to match up with them. It's going to be interesting defensively. I love their offense. I love watching. That's my favorite team to watch to play.
Yeah.
And please believe shades of 2005 will be coming into play for those guys as well. So, all right.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Moving forward, UNC, right? Zoom out. Bigger picture on the year, they've been a low five seed four times in Hubert's first 5 years. This hasn't happened since the Guthridge Doherty Williams transition. 26-42 quad one record against Hubert. We hate comparing it, but we got to do it. Duke is 40-17 in that same span. Now they've also had 10 All NBA guys, but that's also part of the challenge of getting guys to come to Carolina. Do you think they have the right formula to keep this team as a 1-2 seed line team consistently and make a deep run in March without it being a magical run, per se, like the Caleb Love, RJ Davis team?
Geez, you're really putting me on the spot here. I think that they have a lot of things that are working for the program. I'll tell you this, it doesn't help that Duke is having as much success as they are. And the fact that they're only 15 minutes away from them doesn't help Carolina, because you might not want to, but you're going to compare at the end of the day. Any rivalry like that, Ohio State, Michigan, you compare each other, right? You compare yourself to the other team. If the other team's having a lot of success, you're immediately going to say things aren't working. We got to be better. Now, Duke's success has been sustained. They have been really, really good, especially these past couple of years. I do think that there's no question, this is what I'll give you, is that Carolina the past couple of years hasn't been up to the standard of where Carolina basketball should be. And that goes even to this year. And people are talking about, hey, does Hubert get an excuse because Caleb Wilson's injury? To a certain extent, I would say yes, but also, they, like we said earlier, they still have clearly enough talent to make a run at this thing and take it however far they can. They have enough talent on this roster. Like we mentioned, there's this roster, even without Caleb, would be traded by a lot of other power programs because it's better than a lot on paper. But hey, you still have to look at the fact that if effort is an issue, and it's an issue 32 games into the season, there's a problem there. And that's something that needs to be monitored. That's something that needs to be noted. And so I think that I'll leave you with that, is the fact that this program needs to be a little bit better year in and year out. And I think everyone can pretty much agree with that, including yourself, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I'm starting to get on this side of everything that glitters in gold, right? 24-8, undefeated at home, top four finish in the ACC, top 25 finish, I believe, in the AP. Yes, right? Oh, my God, we are top five in the country, number one seed or number two seed or a three seed line, competing maybe or having national title hopes. But I still believe that this program is geared for sustained success. It's a whole different ball game, right? It's a whole different ball game as far as how players are recruited, how you get guys in. Now, like, yes, I think Carolina has all the resources in the world. But did you see when Duke's staff walked out the tunnel? What was it, like 25 guys? Like, Jesus. Like, you know, like, and you know, there's things at play now that all things aren't equal. And so I think people have to take a step back and you know, we don't necessarily know. But I do know that Duke puts so much into their program, like, from a standpoint of support staff to analytics to like, so for the people at home that are like, oh, Hubert, I think Hubert's doing fine. I think that just like we brought in the GM, my guy, Jim Tanner, you know, that was my former agent. We got assistant GM. I think things are going to improve on a year-to-year basis. The rev share coming in is going to also even the playing field. Like, you know, so I think everyone has to just relax. I think it's a situation, too, like how, you know, Kentucky ran Cal out of there, right? Now, all of a sudden, Arkansas is on the three-seed line.
Right.
SEC champions, right? Like, don't count your blessings, folks, because, you know, things could change. And, you know, if people start seeing this Carolina job is kind of like how Kentucky, like, everyone's turning it down. Like, I don't know if I want to go there. Those expectations, like, you know, I don't want to be expected to win a national title or every year or be like, you know, which is the standard that players before me and that I even set. So, yeah, I think people just need to calm down, count their blessings. We had a good year, not the best year. Our best player got hurt. So it's going to be a lot of what ifs, kind of like my year when Kendall got hurt. What if? But I think next year we can legitimately gauge Coach Davis in the NIL era, and we can go from there. But what the amount of wins, what he's done, yes, not – necessarily national championship type tier stuff. But I think that we are fine as a school, as a program, and count your blessings, because if, you know, Carolina eventually decides to go another direction, you know, look at the Kentucky dumpster fire, right? Like, it may not get better. So that's my last take on it before we hopefully get past the first weekend. Because I'll tell you this, Noah, I've been there before. I haven't been a six seed, but that first game, you know, it gets shaky. And like we had a 16 seed and a 15, so we were able to kind of, even when we had the 15, I think we had Vermont. And Vermont was kind of like a sexy pick at the time to kind of like beat us. And we heard that, you know what I'm saying? We heard that. And we ended up beating them by 20. And then we had Creighton with Doug McDermott. And they were another little sexy pick. Everyone's like, oh, you know, Doug, you know, Grant Gibbs, those guys. And we heard that. We beat them by 20. So I hope Carolina is hearing this. People are picking VCU. I personally think we're going to roll. Maybe a little biased, but I think we're going to roll. So thanks for coming on, man. Best of luck. Are you enjoying yourself in Greenville, South Carolina? Did you go to dinner last night? What you got any plans?
I'm not there yet. I'm actually leaving as soon as we wrap up recording this. I'm getting in the car and I'm going over there. So it's pretty close, though. It's nice. It's only about 3.5 hours. Carolina, they're on their way over there probably now. They had practice earlier on Tuesday and they bus over there. So I know Hubert Davis said he likes busing much more than flying. So at least for him, he'll enjoy that 3.5 hour bus ride. But maybe it's a time for everyone to sort of get locked in and for all those guys to sort of realize where they're going, right? Like, a lot of these guys on this squad have never played in a March Madness game. And some of them have. And some of them have, which I think that experience is also going to be able to help Carolina. Henry has had success. Jaren Stevenson, I believe he was in the Final Four, wasn't he, with Alabama? Yep. Like, some of these guys have had experience playing at other places, and they're all going to bring that to Carolina. So for them, hopefully that'll be able to boost them a little bit as well and get other guys ready that haven't performed yet in the stage that is March Madness.
I mean, you've got Seth, you've got Henry, who was on a team that was disappointing, actually, but he was in some high-level games in the tournament. Stevenson, I forget what game, but he went off to get Alabama to the Final Four. I mean, he went off. So that's interesting. I didn't even really think about that. So, look, safe travels. Enjoy yourself, man. This is fun stuff. So I'm excited for you. And maybe we'll chat at the end of this thing and have a kind of wrap it up type situation. We'll pop a bottle of champagne with each other and say, congrats, first year. My first year with 24/7 has been wonderful.
That's right.
Man, safe travels and thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it. Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. As always, thank you for watching on YouTube, listening wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to check out TarHeel247.com for the latest wall to wall coverage of Carolina athletics. See you guys next time.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.